Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Building Better Belief Systems. And the reason that we're talking about belief systems is because who you are underneath is determines how successful you are in real life and how well you get along. And since we are talking about the fact that everything today is self-employment, then how you see yourself and how you project yourself out to the world is a very important part of that lifestyle. Success all starts with you, your beliefs, and your ability to communicate properly with others. Make it your business to draw out the best in others by being an example of yourself. Appearances can be deceiving. Truth is, they nearly always are. Why is it so often the case that when we're absolutely sure we know, turns out to be wrong? Because as human beings, we make decisions and judgments, both minor and major, based on very limited information. Information controlled by our personal belief system. Ever have an anger-filled disagreement with someone only to later learn it was based totally on and completely on a misunderstanding? Ever crossed signals with a friend and learned only after it was too late that you both unquestioningly assigned very different meanings to the exact same word, hence the confusion? And have you ever lost a sale because while certain your prospect was bothered by one issue, she wasn't at all, but only later discovered was actually very concerned with another? If you're like most of us, your answer is definitely yes. Let's see why this is and then provide a method you can use to overcome it, making your level of communication far more effective and your success more more assured. And you know, the biggest problem that people have in business is coming from the same place when they communicate. For instance, we all have different behavior patterns. And we all see things and come from a different place. That's why it's important to understand where that person is coming from. And when you understand where that person is coming from, then guess what? It allows you the opportunity to communicate with them in their style of communication so that it lessens the amount of confusion there is when you are talking to each other. It all begins with beliefs. I define a belief as the truth as one understands the truth to be. Truth itself is fact. It is neutral, without feeling. It's neither good nor bad. It just is. It may be viewed as good or bad depending upon the context, situation, and people involved. For example, the truth is that gravity works. Good. When keeping you from floating thousands of feet into the air against your wishes, but when falling out of a six-story building, because of the natural subjectivity of belief systems, however, judging interpersonal situations isn't always that easy. Our personal belief system is a combination of upbringing, environment, schooling, news, media, television, movies, internet, etc. Every experience our mind ever takes in, at times, these beliefs serve us well. All too often, however, they do not. Once formed, our belief system is extremely difficult, though certainly not impossible, to change because it operates primarily on both a subconscious and unconscious level. Yes, we are ruled by our subconscious without even being aware of it. That is scary. And even after we understand it, it takes a lot of work both to stay aware of this and to reprogram our subconscious mind so that the operating system serves us. A very somber example is the person who grows up the child of an abusive relationship. In all likelihood, he or she knows this is not good, that it's an unhealthy way to live, yet it happens all too often that as an adult, this person will go from one bad relationship to another. Why? Because their belief system says this is the truth about relationships. Without being conscious of this or taking a definite step to change, they will continually steer their way to their truth according to their belief system. Let me tell you something. I grew up with a disability in a home where there was a lot of abuse. And, you know, there were three of us girls, and none of us got married. And a lot of that, I think, came from the fact that we grew up in an abusive family. That my younger sister turns out to be exactly like my mother. She's the one that was given because she was supposedly the only able-bodied child in the family. She's the one that got control of everything because her sisters were helpless. Then guess what? She's just as abusive to her sisters as my mother was. And guess what? In her mind, she's doing nothing wrong. She became a teacher for two reasons. Partly because during that era, women either became teachers or secretaries. Plus, that's what my mother pushed her into, not because that was what she truly wanted to be. And guess what? As a teacher, she was bad. She might not admit to it, but once she knew how to play the game to get tenure, once you get tenure as a teacher, it's very difficult for them to get rid of a teacher. But you know what? Over time, they built up such a resume on her. And the fact that she had gone from school to school to school and never seemed to have friends with any school that she worked with, that she went out with or did things with, guess what? After 19 years, she took off for 3 years. And she'll say it was, oh, I was going to look for a whole new career. But I believe underneath it was all was because they kind of forced her out. They told her she had to take a leave of absence because she never got that whole new career that she was talking about. And then 3 years later, she goes back to teaching to finish up her last 11 years so she can get her 30-year retirement. And guess what? That last year before she retired, she quit the school system she was in and then put herself on and got into another school system to finish out her last year. And the way she tells the story, that she took on extra work where she would monitor the testing and she had noticed some discrepancies and some things going on with the test and some, and what happened was that instead of going through the channels and do it diplomatically, she was very mean and nasty about it. And I know with her that she comes with the attitude, well, I'm right and you're wrong and I'm going to do it my way. And guess what? She then, when the people around her kind of froze her out, she got very annoyed by it. But you got to remember, her own personality, her own belief system is what created that situation that she was in to begin with. And according to her, and I know she comes by this very naturally, for my parents, it's like, I'm right and you're wrong. This is someone who has a habit of trying to tell me what I've done and will never admit to what she's done. And recently tried to tell me that she was going to, since everything, all our mother's money was in one trust fund that she controlled and that she was being advised to separate them into three because if anything happened and she got sued, it would affect our money. And then she told me it was in the process of being done, and when I happened to mention it to her, she started coming up with an excuse and then telling me, oh, well, I don't know, and blah, 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 and I don't know that I can trust you when you steal it, and you want to know something. The moment I told her that she stole a necklace from someone, to let her know that I know she steals, guess what she did? She, what did you say? And then she shut up and turned, so she knows she's doing something wrong. And you have to confront her, because otherwise, and she knows she can't get away with things, but she's going to try. Thing is that this is the way she is. And then too, she's a lesbian, and they have, and because they feel insecure in certain ways, they have to exert even more control over someone. So no. No, they won't consciously seek out a partner to fit that belief, but rather sabotage the good relationships they find themselves in until finding the one that fits their truth. Another example is money in abundance. If raised to believe that money is evil and that wealthy people are nasty, dishonest, and unhappy, he or she will most likely self-sabotage whenever getting close to bringing in the major bucks. They won't know why. They'll blame the traffic that caused them to miss the appointment with the ultimate decision maker who was ready to buy. Of course, there was traffic. Then again, they could have left earlier just in case. Come to think of it, similar things have been happening a lot to that person lately. They might even never realize the self-sabotage because they think of themselves as kind and honest and desire to be happy, the exact opposite of their truth about wealthy people. They could never allow themselves to be one of those horrible people. A lighter but self-powerful example. A friend was considering moving to the area and asked if a particular home a realtor described over the phone was near the ocean. I said, no, it is pretty far away. But he decided he wasn't interested. When he and his wife arrived, they asked me to show them the home just so they could see it. Upon viewing it, he said, I thought you said it was near the ocean. It isn't. It is, too. Let's analyze. The truth is that home was 7 miles from the ocean. I'm living in Jupiter, Florida, and 2 blocks from the ocean feel that 7 miles is far away. He being from the Midwest feels even 700 miles from the ocean isn't too far away. I say our miscommunication had something to do with our belief system. But didn't I think to mention the exact number of miles? In both business and personal relationships, when conflicts arise, we tend to believe we are communicating correctly. It's the other person who has no clue. Of course, they are thinking the very same thing about us. An effective solution. So how do we resolve interpersonal conflicts? First, we need to become aware that while we are working unconsciously out of our belief system, our counterpart is doing exactly the same. And we all think that the way we see the world is the same way everyone else sees the world. It's important to realize the fact that in practicality, every case where there is conflict, we are both working out of two very different beliefs. Next, we practice staying conscious of this, constantly checking our promises, qualifying that we are making decisions based on just on appearances, but on what really is. Here's a very effective way to work with beliefs and belief systems in order to practically ensure that both you and the other person come out winners. When in conflict or confrontation, ask yourself 4 questions. How is my personal belief system distorting the actual truth of the situation? How is his or her personal belief system distorting the actual truth of the situation? What questions can I ask the person that will clarify my understanding of their version of the truth in their belief system? What information can I give that will help them clarify their understanding of my version of the truth, my belief system. What information can I give that will help them clarify and understand of their version of their belief system? As the saying goes, within conflict between two or more people, there are generally three truths: your truth, their truth, and the actual truth. Those first truths are actually beliefs. For a deeper understanding of this topic, I highly recommend Psycho-Cybernetics by Dr. Maxwell Maltz, The Four Agreements by Dr. Don Miguel Ruiz. Through questions as well as caring exchange of information, the real truth can usually be discovered, generating understanding, respect, and peace. This leads to results in alignment with our belief systems, in which both people win, feel great about the situation and about each other. And as you can see, we've been talking about belief systems and the important part of belief systems and how it affects communication in our lives. So let's also look at some other things that we need to consider that affect how you communicate. You know, because let's look at it this way. When you look at your belief system, guess what happens to you? And this is the biggest thing that a lot of people don't understand, is understanding how we communicate in different styles and how that affects who we are. So let's look back at something that's called about communication and how we can look at communication. So what I want to do is talk about communication and how it fits into who we are. Because let me tell you something, when you look at communication and how it fits into how you communicate, then you can understand how they can be a problem with lack of communication. And what I want to do is talk about a program that's called DISC. It's Dominance, Influence, Steadiness, and Conscientiousness. And why I want to talk about this is because, guess what? How you express yourself also influences the way you come across when you communicate with someone. And understanding how to communicate with them in their language also reduces the conflict in understanding and helps you understand the other person's belief system. Dominance is direct, is someone who's being direct and decisive. These are strong-willed, strong-minded people who like accepting challenges, taking action, and getting immediate results. Influence, that is someone who is optimistic and outgoing. Eyes are people who like participating on teams, sharing ideas, and energizing and entertaining others. Steadiness is someone who is sympathetic and cooperative. S's are helpful people who like working behind the scenes, performing in consistent and predictable ways, and being good listeners. Conscientiousness is a concerned and correct person. These are sticklers for quality and like planning ahead, employing systematic approaches, and checking and rechecking for accuracy. What we need to understand is what each other's behavior patterns are. And taking an assessment profile that helps you understand which is your natural behavioral style helps you be able to adapt easier when you're working with someone else. And learn how and when to adapt to their behavior, improve communication, promote appreciation of differences, enhance individual and team performance, reduce conflict. Because you know, whether you're in business for yourself or you work for a company, guess what? You have to learn to be cooperative. You have to learn how to communicate with each other in a way that works with each of your belief systems. Give your sales and customer service teams a competitive edge. Create and maintain a relationship based on sales. Identify your customers' styles and adapt to their selling and support styles accordingly. Stay focused on customer needs. Manage difficult customers and situations. And why is this important to understand? Well, guess what? If you are selling someone, if you are looking to help them be the best at what they are, guess what you have to do? You have to understand where they're coming from. Now, let's talk about how to discover positive attitudes and create positive action. And what we want you to do is to help people to be committed and not and to what they're doing, and to foster communication and teamwork, not control. Inspire leadership and innovation, not dependency. Increase positive energy, not stress. Encourage change, not resistance to it. Create a climate of empowerment, not power. And what we want to do is give someone greater personal satisfaction and professional success, increase self-awareness and affirm strength. Why is that important? Because when you understand where you're coming from, then it really helps you understand where someone else is coming from. Improve relationships. And that is something that is very important, because if you can improve your relationship, not with just your family, but the people that you work with, then that's going to increase your belief system and how successful you are. Learn to perform, transform negative attitudes, achieve new levels of performance, develop effective listening and communication skills, learn effective approaches to problem solving, overcome self-imposed limitations. And you know what we were talking about the idea about money. Guess what? That is self-imposed limitation. Because when you have, you know, if you have someone that's sitting there and telling you, you're a failure, you can't succeed, and they're giving you the message of you're not okay, then guess what? That is the message that you take with you. Because what happens is when you hear something over and over and over again, then guess what? It gets to the point where you eventually keep repeating those things in your head. And then that gives you the limiting beliefs that you have. So for a lot of people who have trouble succeeding, it's because people around them have constantly pointed out to them how they're a failure. And then they're pointing out to them how they were a failure. Then guess what that did? That made them believe that they were a failure. And in order to change that, let me tell you what you have to do. And a lot of that is just changing the things, that, you know, in how you say it. And the thing is, you should say, like, I make $10,000 a day or a month, or however you want to make that, have that income. And then tell yourself, well, what makes me different than anyone else? If they can do it, why shouldn't I have the capability to do exactly what they're doing? And at the same time, remember, it's all about doing what you truly love to do. And we all have things that we truly love to do that's our niche, and that fits us in what we want to do. My niche is to help other people succeed and to find the career that fits them, that is something that they would do anyway, even if they could afford to, without being paid to do it. But, you know, none of us live in this world where money doesn't buy us something that we need. And the biggest problem that a lot of people have is asking to be paid for their time and services. And that is something that you need to tell yourself, that you have a right to be paid because you're an authority in your field. And what they're paying for is your expertise. And you spent the time learning this. And why shouldn't you benefit? Because, you know, just like they have to buy your services, they have to go out and buy other things for themselves, like they have to pay for the roof over their head, they have to pay for their electricity. Well, you have those same bills, and they're getting paid for their expertise, you're getting paid for your expertise, and the utility companies are being paid to provide their services. And, you know, as they say, money is nothing more than a wheel. You go out and you pay someone for their services. They take that money. They go out and pay someone else for what they owe them. And guess what? Eventually, that same money will trickle right back down to you. So it really goes in a circle. And you have just as much right to be earning what you are capable of doing. So it's a matter of a belief system in who you are, and learning to love yourself for the person that you are. And when you believe in yourself, then guess what? You can succeed. Success all starts with you, your beliefs, and your ability to communicate properly with others. Ever crossed signals with a friend and learned only afterwards that it was too late, and you both unquestionably assigned very different meanings to the exact same word, hence the confusion? Well, you know, what we want to do is help you understand how to minimize those miscommunications and truly be the person that you believe that you can be and achieve the heights that you believe that you can achieve. And you know what? If you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can sign up for both individual and group coaching. And we will sit down with you and put together a strategy that helps you attain the success and find your niche where you can truly reach great heights. And I would like to remind you that you can come back next week. And we will be here at the same time talking about a different topic that will help you achieve your goals in life.